Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Joe. The Fed's final meeting for this year has an almost 100% possibility of a priced-in rate hike. What do you think the traders are looking for beyond this decision?
Well, they're really looking for the Fed's outlook for 2017, particularly not only growth, but inflationary expectations. So it's not what the Fed is going to do, it's what they're going to say. And really the consensus is looking for the Fed to signal that they'll raise rates two or three times in 2017 on the expectations of accelerating growth and a pickup mildly in inflation.
The dollar index strengthened by 4% since November this year, trading at highest levels in 13 years. Can dollar bulls continue push the needle higher, or do you think that there is a correction just around the corner?
It's hard to say. I mean, the dollar bulls have priced in the Fed rate hike. Politics, protectionism will be a big issue. When you get the first of the year, January, $50,000 can be taken out of China per citizen, so that creates more downward pressure on the Chinese currency. But I think in general, the dollar is going to get stronger, not as fast as we saw in November, but over 2017, the bid for the dollar gets stronger.
The big news, of course, that happened yesterday was that oil prices actually surged following a total reduction of almost 2% in global supply. This comes after non-OPEC countries also joined in the fun and cutting production. Was this production cut expected from non-OPEC countries?
Well, I think you saw the surge because OPEC and non-OPEC members are working together to try to reduce the supply. Here's the problem. North American shale producers, they're not part of the agreement, and they're going to increase already. They have their production as prices rise. So, the swing producer is really not Saudi Arabia, OPEC, but it's really the North American shale producers. So I think there's an upward kind of ceiling on oil prices here. I wouldn't get too carried away being bullish energy because more supply.
Still on U.S. shale producers, the U.S. rigs count actually rose 4-5% to close to 500 rigs right now, the biggest number since 2015. How fast do you think shale production ramping up the production rate will actually affect or will actually cut down this oil surge that we're seeing globally right now?
Oh, I think by spring. I think you'll see it sooner rather than later. These fields, the ones that have been taken offline, they can be brought online pretty quickly. You've used the technology, got the infrastructure in place. You have more energy-friendly regulatory touch from the Trump administration. So I wouldn't get too carried away with higher oil prices because I think they're going to drift lower to, like, say, around mid-40s in that range. I think they stay there. I don't think we go to 30 or 29 or something. But this optimism about oil prices is just overdone.
Let's shift our focus to Europe now. The investors there are interested to know if Bank of England's tone and stance will change. Do you think that the BOE will carry current policies well into 2017?
I think they're going to err on the side of being accommodating because we haven't really seen the effects of Brexit. Higher inflation is working its way through, a weaker currency, slowdown in exports perhaps a little bit here given the softness in the European demand. So I think they're going to proceed very carefully. I don't see anything radically happening because we haven't seen the full real economic effects of Brexit just yet.
Still in Europe, let's focus on Italy. There are some concerns that Italy might rescue their third biggest bank right now, the Banca Monte dei Paschi. Do you think that this bailout will happen over this week?
I think some type of agreement is going to be reached. It's going to have to be reached. This bank is going to be capitalized. It's just going to depend on whose money you're going to use, whether it's going to be Italian money, Brussels money, IMF money. No one really knows, but I don't think you're going to see a banking crisis in Italy emerge that becomes a bigger problem for the Eurozone or for the United States, for that matter. So I do think the money's coming. It's going to be haphazard, muddled, ad hoc, but you know, we've come to expect that anything out of Europe.
Right, thanks, Joe. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at U.S. Trust BOA Private Wealth Management in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.